VICT Consultancy.
Hello everyone, this is Paul Warner and welcome to this podcast about the new laptop layout in the new version of NVDA, that's NVDA 2013.1. In fact, the new laptop configuration has been implemented in unofficial NVDA releases and snapshots for about 6 months now. Some people love it, some prefer the old layout, but personally, I think that the new laptop layout is a great step forward. There's far more logic to it, and the new keystrokes are easier to remember. I'm not going to go into all of the differences between the old and new laptop layouts, but I will rather focus on those areas which will be used most of the time. They concern using the review cursor, object navigation, routing cursors, and mouse simulation. In the old laptop layout, the review cursor keystrokes are mainly based around holding down the NVDA key while pressing keys immediately surrounding the letter K. How would you normally navigate using the ordinary keyboard cursor to read characters, words, and lines? You would use the four arrow keys, of course. Well, in the new laptop layout, you use the four arrow keys to read characters, words, and lines with the review cursor as well. The only difference from the normal cursor is that you hold down the NVDA key at the same time. And it is best if you use the caps lock key as your NVDA key here. So reading forward one character at a time with the review cursor, you hold the NVDA key down and press right arrow. And reading one word forward with the review cursor is NVDA control and right arrow. Remember that using the ordinary cursor, you would press control left and right arrow to go back and forward with words. Same thing here with the review cursor, except that you hold down the NVDA key too. Reading the next line, it's the NVDA key with the down arrow. And obviously reading the previous line is NVDA with the up arrow. So if you want to read using the review cursor, you hold down the NVDA key with those arrow keys. The one change though that you'll have to pay attention to is when you want to read the current character, the current word or current line, because after all, there's no current key along with the four arrow keys. For both the current character and current word with the review cursor, this involves the period or full stop. So NVDA plus period reads out the current character. NVDA control and period reads out the current word. Remember that the control key is associated with navigation by words. So it makes sense that NVDA control and period reads current word. Unfortunately, this consistency breaks down when it comes to reading the current line with the review cursor, but here it's quite simple. It's the NVDA key again with the letter L for line. As for using flat review, the keystrokes are the same as the old laptop layout. That's NVDA with page up to turn it on to go into flat review, and NVDA page down to turn it off. Object navigation is also made much easier by the new laptop layout. Now, the main things you want to do with object navigation is to go forward an object, back an object, or to step down into the objects contained in the current one, or to back up to the object which contains the current objects. The new laptop layout uses the arrow keys again, but this time you hold down the NVDA with the shift key. Again, this is most convenient where you're using the caps lock key as the NVDA key here, because the shift key is right underneath the caps lock. In fact, the new object navigation keystrokes are similar to the review cursor keystrokes, but with the shift key added. So to go to the next object, press NVDA shift and right arrow. NVDA shift and left arrow takes you to the previous object. And to go inside the current object, i.e. to go into the contents of a list box, for example, you press NVDA shift and down arrow because you're stepping down. And to go back up to the object or control which contains the current objects, you press NVDA, Shift, and up arrow. To me, this is really easy to remember, isn't it? What about reporting the current object? Like the current character, word, and line commands with the review cursor, there's a special keystroke for reporting the current object as well. But logically, this keystroke still involves NVDA and Shift, and since you want to know the current object, you use the letter O for object. So NVDA, Shift, and O reads the current object. And to activate the current object, the keystroke is NVDA plus Enter, which is the same as the old laptop configuration. What about cursor routing? This is where easily memorable keystrokes completely breaks down. And I'm afraid you're just going to have to read the command quick reference guide that comes with NVDA, available in the NVDA help menu. It will be pointless for me to run through them just now, because you may as well just read them yourself. If you've ever simulated mouse clicks on your laptop using the NVDA key with the left or right arrows, you might be wondering what has happened to them, given that these keystrokes are now used to navigate with the review cursor. In the new configuration, you have to press NVDA left square bracket for a left click and NVDA right square bracket for a right click. It's quite different from before, but in my view, it's worth the sacrifice because everything else is made a lot easier, especially since there's nothing to stop you clicking with the actual mouse buttons right at the front of your laptop. Of the other miscellaneous changes I would comment on, there's the change brought about to the speech settings ring. Now, if you don't know what this is, or you've never used it, do it now. It's the easiest way to change voice settings. In the old laptop layout, you would cycle through the voice settings by pressing the NVDA key with Control and the left and right arrows until you find the setting you want to change, and then you would keep holding down NVDA and Control, but press up or down arrows to either increase or decrease the value of that setting. The only thing to remember with the new laptop layout is that you have to add the Shift key as well. That's the only change. So with the fingers of the left hand, you hold down Caps Lock, which is the NVDA key, Shift and Control, they're all together, and use the arrow keys, and you can use the speech settings ring that way. To sum up then, the new laptop keyboard layout is far more logical and easier to use, and keystrokes are easier to remember. When using the review cursor or object navigation, think arrow keys. Hold down the NVDA key with the arrow keys to read with the review cursor, and hold down NVDA Shift with the arrow keys to navigate using object navigation. And remember, of course, that reading current character, word, and line with the review cursor and reading the current object have their own special keys, but they at least use the letters L and O for line and object. But there will be some people who will just not want to change, and they will stick using NVDA 2012. That would be a pity, though, especially in the long term, because they will miss out on changes, improvements brought about in NVDA. Since NV Access, who make NVDA, have said that they won't support the old keyboard layout anymore, you should really take a deep breath and plunge in and use the new laptop keyboard layout in NVDA 2013.1. But in the short term, we might find that there will be three different keyboard layouts in use. The desktop layout, the old laptop layout, and the new laptop layout. And this could get confusing if you're having to use different computers with different layouts and with different versions of NVDA. Wouldn't it be great if there was just one keyboard layout which could handle both desktop and laptop configurations and any version of NVDA? Well, there is. It's a feature built into VMouse for NVDA by VICT Consultancy. And by pressing a hotkey, you can go into Navigation Keys mode, where you can navigate with the review cursor, do object navigation, route cursors to each other, and simulate the mouse, all by pressing ordinary function keys. And the cool thing is that the same function keys apply whether you're using the desktop configuration or the laptop configuration. And in the case of routing cursors, pressing just one function key cycles amongst all of the available routing options, so you don't have to remember the various keystrokes that NVDA uses to route cursors to each other. Version 1.5 of VMouse has just been released to support the new laptop layout in NVDA 2013.1, but it also introduces great new features to VMouse, which was first released in December 2012. VMouse for NVDA costs only £2.99 and is available on the products page of our website at www.vict-consultancy.co.uk. And if you click on the VMouse product name in the table of products on that page, you can read more about VMouse and the various features it has to offer, including creating mouse clickable hotspots. And remember that every sale of VMouse triggers a donation from our sponsor, Andy Fountain, to NV Access. Well, I hope that this podcast has been helpful and that it has convinced you that it will be very easy to switch to the new laptop layout in NVDA 2013.1. As usual, if you have any comments, please send them to me at my email address, which is paul@vict-consultancy.co.uk. Our website again is at www.vict-consultancy.co.uk. Thanks for listening.
VICT Consultancy.